everyone, and welcome back to Sell and Tell Podcast. Today we have an awesome topic that we're going to hit with home warranties. But first, your episode today is brought to you by Elysian Marketing, supplying marketing services and virtual assistant services to all real estate professionals, home builders, and developers in the area. You can visit us at elysianmarketing.us. And go ahead and get your free consultation. So now it's time for the listing of the week. The listing of the week, I'm really excited about today, guys. The listing of the week is going to be an amazing mid-century home in Dallas. It's located at 7707 Mason Dells Drive. It's actually listed by Amanda Rupley with Compass. So we are going to talk about the fact that it is also by an architect, Jack Morgan. Jack Morgan is an architect that also designed the Meadows building in downtown Dallas along the Central Expressway. It was the first high-rise office building constructed down there. So this is definitely a piece of history here. This home was designed and built in 1966. It's 4,189 square feet. It's got three bedrooms. It's got four bathrooms. And then actually outside of that 4,189 square feet is an additional 1,800 square foot indoor swimming pool. This indoor swimming pool was actually built in 1972 as an addition to the home along with the library. It's a beautiful mid-century modern home, so it's not your standard rectangular home. It's got a wonderful footprint. It's a little bit of an irregular shape. But part of that style of architecture is it really encompasses the nature of outdoors and brings that inside of the home. So you have a lot of natural lighting. You have a lot of greenery. It really is kind of like a sanctuary experience to be able to have that indoor-outdoor space. So it is beautiful. The kitchen's gorgeous. I just love this property so much. It really has kind of this mystique about it. So it's a beautiful piece of history. The current owner has also began renovations in some parts of the home, but he did not want to get rid of the integrity of the original mid-century design in the home. I think that really keeps with the story and keeps the property beautiful in its own right. Part of keeping with that mid-century modern mystique was also keeping some of the pieces that were in the home when the current buyer came in. So some of those pieces include some Frank Lloyd Wright pieces, which is a renowned architect, one of my favorites. So definitely going to be a piece of history here that you can get your hands on. If you look at this property and want to show your clients, it's amazing. The light fixtures, the flooring, it really takes in what that natural beauty of outside can bring indoors. And that's something that I've always loved about this style, is being able to encompass that outdoor space and bringing it into the home, the natural lighting and the beautiful woods and the textures. So make sure that whenever you go and show this home with your client, contact Amanda. Her phone number is 214-548-9186. She has so much to share about the history of the home, so many different dynamics of this home that can be presented to your clients. This home, just as a reminder, is over 4,000 square feet. It's listed at 3 million. And if you do sell this one, call us, let us know, and message us on Facebook something and let us know that you sold it so that we can talk about it. This is certainly a gem in downtown Dallas. So let's get right in, guys. This episode, again, is going to be about home warranties 101. And we've got Marion King with us today. She is going to be the home warranties queen, and I am so excited to have her talk a little bit about her background. So, Marion, tell us about yourself.
Hey, And good morning, Jess. Thank you so much. My background, well, I've been in home warranty since 1997. A lot of people have heard me jokingly say since last century. I absolutely love it. I ended up getting into home warranty when I moved to the Dallas area from San Antonio. I was a real estate agent there for about 4 years. And then when I moved up to the Dallas area, I didn't know anyone. And so the company I'd used as a real estate agent just happened to have an opening. So that's how I landed in home warranty. And it's one of those things you look back and you go, I don't remember growing up thinking I want to be a home warranty sales rep. But that's what God handed me. And I love it. And I have a lot of passion for it, have a lot of passion for serving the real estate community with a great product and great service. So yeah, that's my background.
Awesome. So why don't we start off with a basic? What is home warranty?
Very good. Yes. So, so many newly licensed agents in the DFW area now that have no clue. The market's been very challenging for home warranties, where it's a competitive market and they're not being included in the contract like they used to be. So, it's a very good question. Whenever I'm doing any kind of presentations, I'll ask them, who's been in the business less than 2 years? And you get a lot of those, and they really don't know what it is. So it's similar to insurance in that, and the Texas Real Estate Commission calls us residential service contracts. In paragraph 7H of the TREC contract, you guys have heard me preach about that. 7H, it informs the consumer that this is something that they can ask for and it's negotiable as to who pays for it. So it's similar to insurance in that we provide service for the major systems and appliances within the main foundation. So we use the acronym PEACH to describe the covered items. P for plumbing, which includes the water heater, electrical, appliances. We include the kitchen refrigerator and the washer and dryer in every plan. C for cooling, H for heating. There's also coverage for the garage door opener. We have limited roof leak repair also, and we have brand new plans that just came out a couple weeks ago. Where we added in some of those items where the call center referred to them as friction items. Some of the add-ons that people just don't realize it's an add-on. So we just went ahead and put them in every single plan. The septic system, well water pump, jetted tub, water softener, and non-owner occupied homes are now included in every single plan. That kind of messes up my whole
Wow.
peach presentation, but just that, yeah, basically I describe it as a major systems and appliances within the main foundation.
I actually wouldn't have even thought about the jet tubs
Yeah.
being a thing.
Oh, I'm perfect example. My boyfriend and I bought a house just right over a year ago, has a jetted tub. I got right at 30 days, and I was like, oh my gosh, I forgot to add it. And so you can add options up to 30 days. So yeah, I got that
Okay.
added then. So,
Yeah, just
but
in case you forget about it.
yeah. So similar to insurance that when something fails, you call the home warranty company. Our concept at Echoza is different, that we let the homeowner use their own local contractor. There is a service fee similar to a deductible that's paid at the time when the claim is approved. And then, so that's, helps to explain that process. So when the claim is approved, we pay the contractor directly over the phone and we pay retail rates.
Yeah, and I also, from personal experience with Echoza, for our listeners out there, I will say that being able, your clients and a homeowner myself, being able to choose your own vendor is so nice because you're not limited and you can shop pricing and you know that at the end of the day, if it's covered, you're only going to pay $80 of a $500 ordeal. So I really appreciated that. I love that fact.
Well, I'm in my 5th year with the company, and my elevator speech is I've not had one single person call me crying that they don't have air conditioning. I used to count the number of summers that I was in home warranty just because summer months were so brutal. I mean, there was no getting out marketing, networking, doing what, we normally would do because everyone was calling, needing help with their AC claims. And that's how I built my reputation, was being available and jumping in on those kinds of things. I am a problem solver. I do like that. But with this concept of power to choose and using their own contractor, it's not an issue.
Yeah, that's fantastic. What are some common home repairs that, you know, in the summer it's going to be air conditioning,
Yeah.
but what about other times of the year? What's really common, especially in new construction, because things happen.
Yeah. Yeah. So you'd be surprised. I think plumbing stoppages, at least I know years ago, that was like the number one claim. It's just a simple plumbing stoppage is one of the most common things. Water heaters, heating, AC, very common claims. The appliances, so I get emails when the claims are completed. So I get a lot of emails. There are some that I send to a folder. Those I don't send to a folder because I like looking at them to see exactly what was going on. So, there's obviously appliance claims as well. I don't think we see as much electrical, primarily just, water heater, plumbing, heating and AC, and the appliances.
Okay. And when you're picking the right home warranty, what are some key factors to know, especially when agents are talking to clients, and they're trying to help them find a good home warranty? What are those key factors that they need to be asking, they need to be looking for?
Yeah. So, like I said, I come from over 20 years of the traditional home warranty model, and I admire people that want to do the research. And I have no problem telling them that in the traditional model, you may have less money out of pocket, but it's the unknown, is what is most important. So, making sure that you have a local person, especially if you go with a traditional home warranty, that if there is something that comes up and you get an AC issue, that's what we call a claims escalation, just gets bogged down in that process. That you got somebody local that will step in and help you with that. So there's so many competitors that were very common, and the items that are covered, our pricing is all very comparable. The biggest difference is the concept. Which concept are you more comfortable with? We're very transparent at Echoza, and we pay retail. So we're paying more than traditional home warranty companies. There's no surprise non-covered charges. That was one of the things, that was one of the biggest challenges, especially on water heater and heating and AC. That's where the network contractors make their money. They would come back with these non-covered charges. Homeowner says, "What is this?" Home warranty company says, "We don't have any control over what they charge outside of what we will cover." Homeowner would get upset, say, "I'll take a cash out." They would cash them out at their wholesale rate. They get the equipment at wholesale, and then the homeowner is still stuck paying retail. So that's how our co-founders came up with the concept of it's just a normal process. Anybody owns a home, when something fails, you pick up the phone and call someone, right? And that's what our concept is all about, letting the homeowner have control. So, yeah, those are the most important things, and it just depends on the home itself. Also, like the one you just described, there's going to be a different plan recommended for that. So, every home warranty company has different levels. We keep it very simple where we cover the exact same items in every plan. The amount that we pay at retail increases with each plan. So, when there's larger homes like that with multiple systems, or I just had a call yesterday. They got a 20-year-old heating and AC system. Will that be covered? The answer is yes, up to specific amounts. So depending on which plan that they go with, is to help offset that major expense if there is a replacement.
So that kind of leads me to another question, because we're talking about that listing of the week at Mason Dells Drive. We mentioned that the current owner had put some renovations into it. So when somebody goes from the original plumbing, the original electrical, things of that nature, and they start renovating it, how does that affect the home warranty?
So, great question. What the home warranty covers is failure due to normal wear and tear. That's the most important thing to realize. If there's something that occurs when they're doing this renovation that, wasn't due to normal wear and tear, that would not be covered by any home warranty company. But any renovations that they do that upgrades the home is obviously going to be to their benefit as well. So, yeah, I think that just failure due to normal wear and tear is the most important thing to remember. And we rely on the homeowner's contractor. They've hired this person that they know and trust to give us a diagnosis as to what was the cause of the failure, can it be repaired, or does it need to be replaced.
Okay. And then I have another question too regarding some things that are covered, because I know appliances are a thing, but also what I've noticed out kind of where we live is that we have very hard water. And so a lot of people have those water, I forgot what they're called. They're like water
Water
filter.
softener?
It's a Yes, that's a
Yeah.
system that sits in your garage. Is
Yes.
that something that a home warranty covers?
So we had it as an add-on up until this month. And a lot of companies don't even have it as an add-on. And that is one of the things that we did just recently added into every single plan. So there's not an add-on option.
Okay, well, that's really good to know.
Yeah.
Are there any kind of pre-existing conditions that would be excluded from a home warranty?
Industry standard, anything pre-existing is excluded. Unknown pre-existing is something that could, if it could not be detected by a physical visual inspection, would qualify for an unknown pre-existing. Now, back to the time 2021, when buyers are waiving the inspection, waiving the home warranty, everything, to get into the home. Just because there was not an inspection does not mean it did not, qualify for unknown pre-existing. So that is a very good question. It's very good to know. So one of the questions I get a lot too is on the inspection report. If this came up on the inspection report, would it be covered? So if it is a home warranty item, the answer is yes. Industry standard, anything that was marked defective would have to be brought to good working order before the start of coverage. A lot of times, inspectors will recommend having a licensed HVAC contractor check the system. If that's on the inspection report, that's very important that you need to have a receipt showing that yes, it was checked out and it is in good working order. I will tell you the only time that we ask for the inspection report is for claims that come in within the first 30 days. So if there is that claim and it does happen, then just having something showing that yes, it was in good working order. If there wasn't anything on the inspection report, then that's not an issue. They will, industry standard, they will ask for the inspection report for claims that come in within the first 30 days just to show proof of good working order.
If it's unknown whenever you move in, but let's say the electrical is out of date, and a fire occurs, and obviously you have home insurance as well, what part does home warranty play in that, if anything at all?
If there is failure due to normal wear and tear, the electrical, again, it just depends on what the contractor says what caused it. I don't have a really good answer on that other than it's just we have to rely on a diagnosis as to what was the cause of the failure. If it does turn into a fire, like you said, then that falls under the homeowner's insurance.
Okay. And so let's talk about claims for a second, because sometimes I know filing a claim can be a very painstaking ordeal. So what are some of the things that you should have ready whenever you're filing a claim and be prepared for, so that you're not maybe on the phone for an hour?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things I love about Echoza is that one of our co-founders actually owns the call center. I found that out like after 2 years I've been with the company. I was like, oh my gosh, that's awesome. So he's obviously invested in a good customer service experience. When placing a claim with Echoza, we only take it over the phone. It's a less than 10-second answer time. And we do that on purpose so we can have that communication as to what the actual issue is to determine that it does fall under the home warranty guidelines. So other companies, they'll let the homeowner place a claim online, not knowing if it's even within their contract guidelines, collect the service fee up front, send the contractor out to say, sorry, this isn't even a home warranty item or it's not covered for whatever reason. We don't think that's a very positive experience. So we do not collect anything up front. And the service fee is only paid when the claim is approved. So our process at the maximum is a 3-phone call process. I will tell you that homeowners that have been with us and know the process, they can get it down to 1 phone call because they just call when a contractor's there, get approval, contractor's paid right then and there. But the normal process is the homeowner places a claim with us. We send them an email with the terms for just that specific trade, say it's a dishwasher, for the dishwasher coverage. So they know exactly what's included, not included, and how much coverage they have for that item. If they don't know who to call, if they don't have a preferred contractor, we will send them a list of three retail contractors, so it's still in their control who they want to work with, who they want to allow into their home. When the contractor is there, call us back with the diagnosis, and when the claim is approved, the claim is approved, and then once the work is done, they can call back for payment. But like I said, a lot of times they just call when the contractor's done, give them the diagnosis, and we pay them over the phone just like that.
Is it best to have the contractor there whenever you call back with the diagnosis?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, the home that we bought, the perfect example of, we see an average of 2.7 failures in the first year. I had three within the first 90 days. One of them was an AC claim. Yeah. I came across an AC contractor when I was sponsoring a class with a title company, and he was co-sponsoring, and he came in and saw my name badge and said, "I love a Choza." And I was like, "What?" And he actually had already serviced some claims for us and was quite impressed that we pay him retail and pay him right then. So I did have, I think it was a blower motor, went out. He came out, got on the phone. It was great for me as a sales rep for the company to actually get to witness that process. And it was less than 5 minutes. They get, I can't remember what they call the other person, but somebody else on the phone that takes a diagnosis and approves it, and then paid him right then on the phone with a credit card.
Yeah. And I definitely can attest to that, because I think, ironically, you mentioned dishwasher went out in our house. and we had someone come over, and he said, "Oh, there's no way they're going to cover it. They're not going to cover it." And he said, "All these home warranty companies, they're not going to cover it." So, yeah. And I called, we told, he was there, he told the representative over the phone, and they paid him, and he puts my phone down, and he's like, "Well, I guess I'll be back next week to fix it for you."
Yay.
Because he just got paid, and he was shocked. So
that's
that
awesome.
So good.
Yeah, it is. It's awesome. So that's what I love too. I'm very transparent. If there are any challenges with our concept, there's two. If you call a contractor and ask, "Will you work with a home warranty company?" they're going to tell you no. And I jokingly say they may even use foul language. I lived that life for 20 plus years. I know. Contractors, again, they're, the network contractors are having to take the job at a lesser rate, and then it's 4 to 6 weeks to get paid. So, I have buyers that call me and say, "I can't find a contractor to work with a Choza." They don't have to work with us. We just have to get a verbal diagnosis over the phone. And then sometimes you'll have a contractor that doesn't want to make that phone call because they're afraid they're going to be on hold forever. It's like I said, it's less than 1 minute answer time, probably 5 minutes to get approval on it. So once they have, gotten over that nightmares issues, and get on the phone with us, they're calling us back saying, "How do we get on your list?"
Right.
So we technically, we have contractors that have service claims for us before that have asked to be on that list. They're one of three that we send out. Again, they're not our network contractor. So that's the two things. And then, worst case scenario, we prefer that the homeowner not have to front the money. But if they do pay the contractor directly, send us the receipt, we send out a check within a couple of days. Very simple.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, that's perfect. So if any contractors are listening, how do they get on your list?
It's on our website. Yeah, on our website, on the top left, I think you have to click more, and it says Service Pros. And then you can sign up there. Yeah, I appreciate that. It just helps, if real estate agents, you've got your preferred people. That was part of our whole concept, is that if real estate agents can refer their own local preferred contractors that much more, that hopefully those contractors are going to reciprocate and send more referrals to the real estate agents. Supporting the local community too. That's just one of the very important things, is just being able to support the local community, letting the homeowner use their own person.
Do you have a lot of agents using, giving the referral to their clients for Echosa now? Because I feel like I hear it a lot.
Like I said, I'm in my 5th year, and last year I had a record-breaking year. The years of the late 90s, early
Congratulations.
2000s, when there were just so many more transactions, we're not at that level, obviously. But yeah, it's amazing. Our company had 29.9% growth. I want to just say 30%, just round it up, 30% growth last year. I don't remember what mine was, but it was at least between 30 and 40%. So it does take some time, for people to understand and grasp, the concept. And I think some of it too, for people that know me, as long as they've known me, they're like, okay, she's still with that company. It's sticking. And they're coming around. Also, just challenging market still. I'm still taking orders from agents that are purchasing the home warranty for their buyers, or they're referring their buyers to me. The year I started in November 2020, not the best time to be making a move, but it was very challenging to even get the home warranty in the contract. So just made a lot of phone calls, asked the agents to refer their buyers to me, and I would talk to them directly, and still doing that. We are starting to see more seller-paid home warranties. A lot of it too, Jess, I think, is just educating and re-educating the agents on the value of the home warranty. I have said from the very get-go, when I started with the Choza, I said, we're back to concept selling and the value of it. So there was something one of our people just posted recently, like 42% of new homeowners have a claim within the first 30 days. Anytime you're moving into a new home, using the systems differently than the previous homeowner, there's going to be things that fail like that. So again, just emphasizing the value. And our goal was to help agents get more client referrals with a positive home warranty experience, because I can tell you, as long as I was in that traditional model, it didn't matter how many claims went well, you had that one bad one, and that's all the agent remembers. And I totally get that. And then they've lost that client for any future referrals. I talked to many agents about that just said, I'm going to lose this client, Marianne. I said, I understand, you got to step in and do what you can do. But with our concept, we're helping agents get more client referrals. The other thing that really blows my mind is we send out a survey when claims are completed, and people actually take the time to respond to a survey. So how many times do you guys get a survey? It says, on a scale of 0 to 10, would you refer or recommend this product or service to your family? So that's what's called the Net Promoter Score, and that's what major companies use to determine their customer service rating. So we send that out, and the 5-star rating, that sort of thing. A lot of times you can just give the whatever star rating you want to give, and they don't even leave comments. But with the Choza, every quarter our head of sales sends out our survey responses, and it's pages of people that have actually responded with very positive comments. So if you follow me on social media, Marianne King, Home Warranty Queen, I have a testimonial Tuesday and a feedback Friday, that those come directly from those surveys. Or sometimes it'll come when I'm talking to someone, and they'll say something, and I'll say, hey, do you mind if I use that for a testimonial? And yeah, absolutely. So yeah, and real estate agents that are putting a Choza on their own home, I strongly encourage it. Have the experience, and I just love the positive feedback that I get from the agents that have it on their own home. I was at a funeral recently. An agent I've known for a long time, she's been in the industry for a long time, that has this, and she's constantly coming back with compliments of how she loves the process and how well all of her claims are going. So it's been good.
And that's impressive, because the most amount of time most people spend on a survey is if they're giving negative feedback.
Yeah,
So
exactly.
negative reviews are usually the ones that get the most time spent on them. So that to have those positive reviews is really great.
It is. It is. And it's really frustrating with Google reviews, because it's all one-sided. And so as long as I've been in the industry, and somebody reaches out and says something about, well, this, da da da, it's like, there's two sides to every story, and the truth is somewhere in the middle. So just keep that in mind when you're, looking at Google reviews that may not be so positive with any kind of review for any kind of company. It's important to
Right.
know.
Right. Well, so the other thing that I wanted to get into was for first-time home buyers. First-time home buyers, they're already being hit with, here's your monthly mortgage. This is how much you're putting as a down payment. Write us a check. This is your closing cost. Write us another check. This is your home insurance. Write us another check. So when it comes to home warranty, is there any kind of incentive for first-time home buyer? I know some realtors, they pay for that first year, which is really
Yeah.
nice, but is there any incentives out there for them?
Well, that's awesome. That's a great question because just this week, our head of sales sent out an email that, according to NAR, I think 28% of buyers are first-time home buyers. So that's a pretty high number for first-time home buyers. So
Yeah.
they're the ones who are in need of the warranty more so than anyone, really, as a first-time home buyer when something fails and they just don't know what to do, you know. So we are actually running a special right now, $100 off, which I was
Oh.
shocked when I got the email. I said, "Whoa!"
Wow.
So for first-time home buyers, and I've got it on my social media, and I think I sent it out in an e-blast last week. You know, Bomb Bomb. Gotta love
Oh
Bomb Bomb,
yeah.
but
I know
it
Bomb Bomb.
goes to spam or promotion. Somebody will say, "I didn't get your email." I was like, "Well, check your promotions tab if you're Gmail," but.
Right.
Anyway, so yeah, that is very important for first-time home buyers, you know, for that number to be so high, and then to have the higher number of 40-something percent that have a claim within the first 30 days, very important. So it's $100 off, and to be completely honest with you, I don't remember exactly what the code is, or I'd give it to you right now. But anyone that is interested in that, I'm happy to apply that code to help get your first-time home buyer in the home, you know.
Yeah, that's a great incentive. I mean,
Yeah.
$100 off. That's fantastic. Do we know how long that promotion is running, or is it just ongoing till someone says
Good
something?
question, Jess. I don't remember seeing an end date on it, to be honest with you. I'll
It's
check it though.
forever.
Yeah. Until they cut it off and, you know, it no longer works when you go to place an order. I'll find out.
So, interesting thought is if you're buying a resale home and the previous homeowner either didn't have home warranty or didn't actually take care of their stuff, even if they did have home warranty, you move in, you purchase a house, you move in, and you find all these things are wrong. If they were previous, like if the dishwasher had already been out and, you know, touring the home, you're not going to walk in and use somebody's dishwasher all the time, but it will be on the inspection report.
Exactly.
If they don't fix it, according to the inspection report, but you still buy the home, what can you do?
So, like I said, the contract states, you know, this is industry standard that the systems and appliances need to be in good working order at the start of coverage. The only time
Okay.
we ask for proof of that is for claims that come within the first 30 days. Or I've had this happen where the homeowner just outright tells us it never worked, it was on the inspection report. Yeah, that's not good.
Okay.
So yeah, those things. Yeah, I think I had one where they'd had coverage for like 4 months. And we're asking for the
Oh,
inspection
gosh.
report. And I'm calling on, "Why are we asking for the inspection report? Look at the notes. She said it right there. It's on a recorded line. It never worked." Great. So yeah, those are
Okay.
things that are just not covered.
Yeah, so really, if they don't, if the seller does not fix it before you close on the home, it's on you to fix it and not the home warranty.
Exactly. You know, or sometimes they'll say that the seller, you know, that it was recommended to have a licensed HVAC contractor and the seller's refusing to do that. I just advise the buyer and the buyer's agent, get it done just as soon as you get in the home, just so you have something that shows that it is working in case something else happens within the first 30 days.
Okay, so definitely keep all your paperwork. If it does say it on the inspection report, also have a repair receipt, keep them together.
Exactly.
So with and you can speak on how other companies do this as well. When it comes to canceling your homeowner's insurance, is it very difficult? What's the policy? What does that look like? And
Yeah.
because sometimes people are going to switch. So if somebody
Yeah.
doesn't have a JOSA, wants to go to
Yeah. So with us, it's just a phone call into the customer service center, and I believe there's a $50 cancellation fee. With other companies, I'm not sure. I will tell you though, I do get a lot of calls. I just had one this morning, a text message from a realtor where a neighbor, an existing homeowner, has had coverage with another company. They're not happy. Can they get coverage with the chosen? The answer is yes. So anytime a realtor refers someone, or even just someone in the industry. I have a goosehead agent I work with that refers me a lot of business. If it's an existing home, I can get them what we call the real estate product. That's the brochure you see out and on email, PDF, which is at a reduced rate than the consumer plan. So I can get them the real estate product as a referral. It does have to be paid up front for the first year. If they want to pay monthly, then they can do the consumer plan. On, you know, online. So that's something totally different. But yeah, that's yeah, for existing homes, I strongly encourage it, you know, if they want to do that. And I put it out there to realtors also. This is a great touch opportunity to reach out to some of your past clients, you know, right before their 1 year anniversary or their 2 year anniversary, and ask that question. If you had a home warranty, how did it go? It's a good referral opportunity there as well, just a reason to reach out.
Yeah, absolutely. You want to keep that connection going in case they're ready. Maybe they are ready to sell in a year.
Yeah.
It's like ready for a new home.
You never know what the circumstances are.
Right. I wonder too, is there any limits or caps to repair costs?
Yes, very good. So every home warranty company has dollar amounts that they will pay out per trade. There are some companies that say we don't have any dollar limitations. I've worked for one of those before. I will tell you that they're not going to pay any more than a Chosa does because they're paying wholesale. So we are very transparent with it. It's outlined in our contract terms under each section of, you know, what, depending on which plan they have, how much coverage they have for that item based on the plan that they have. I also have a chart that I send out that shows exactly how much you pay per trade per plan. So, you know, our dollar amounts go from our core plan, which really was designed for listing agents to have a $500 plan to talk to your sellers to say, this is something you can utilize. You can get listing coverage, seller coverage during the listing period where if something fails due to normal wear and tear. You'll have coverage. I've got several scenarios, you know, where I was called where a water heater went out like 2 days before closing. They were able to use their own plumber, got it replaced, did not hold up the closing. In the traditional model, it would have taken days. I mean, it just would not have gotten done within the time frame that they needed it to be done. AC claim, agent calls me on a Friday morning. Marianne, we're closing in 3 hours. The AC's not working. I'm like, okay, here's the number. Well, the seller's been in the home, so hopefully they've been maintaining their heating and AC systems and they have their own people. It was a blower motor, you know. They were able to get it replaced, did not hold up the closing. That kind of scenario, though, under the traditional model, there is no way they would have gotten it done on a Friday. They would have had to postpone that closing till the next week, who knows how long. So the seller coverage, I think, is a really good resource for listing agents to have something, you know, if you're in a competing for a listing, that this is something, you know, they don't have to know that it's anybody can get it, but you can put it out there as a real estate agent. I've got this special relationship. Here's something that this company offers that will help you save money. Again, the purpose is it's a option that comes with the core plan, the $500 core plan. So we have a seller flyer that is fillable. Where the listing agent, if they present it to the seller, they can either accept or decline the coverage. I encourage agents to use that as a liability protection for yourself that, you know, seller can't come back and say, hey, you never told me I could do this. You know, and a lot of times when they see it in print, they understand the value. So it's liability protection, obviously, for the seller and for both real estate agents in the transaction. Peace of mind for the buyer. So that's the core plan. Again, the caps, I don't like using caps. coverage amounts is what I like to use. And the core plan is $2,000 for heating and AC. It bumps up for the Prime, Prime Plus. The Pro plan is where we pay out the most at retail rates. That one is $7,000 on heating and AC. It's $3,500 for heating, $3,500 for air conditioning. Again, very transparent. If the AC goes out, if it's a repair, it's probably going to be less than that $3,500. If it's a replacement, they know right up front. And the good thing is that they're not forced to replace with whatever equipment that the traditional home warranty company has contracted with. So same thing on appliances. You know, they can replace with whatever they want. And they have the option to shop, you know, whatever different brands, or they want to use a different contractor. Once we get the diagnosis, that's their option. So,
yeah. Huge benefit there.
Yeah. So again, your original question was about the coverage amounts. So water heater, heating, and AC, those are the ones I dealt with the most in that traditional model where the contractors would come back with ridiculous non-covered costs. Again, we're very transparent. Under water heater, under the core, it's $500, $750 under Prime, $1,000, and then $1,500 under the Pro plan. Homeowner knows I've got $1,000. If I have to replace it, if they have anything out of pocket, they know that right up front. Not 3 days into the claim, and they've been without hot water all that time.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah. Or without AC for a week or 2 weeks or longer. There's some doozy stories out there.
Oh, well, this is perfect then, because we are getting to the point in the podcast where it's my favorite segment. It's where I love to ask my guests the biggest no-nos or the best horror story, which is my personal favorite.
Oh, the best horror story from when I was in the traditional model?
Sure. Whatever.
You
gotta give me a good one.
Yeah, there's so many. And it's really funny, Jess, because agents that I've known for so long, they'll say something about, thank you for helping me with da-da-da-da, 15 years ago. That's how they remember. I'm like, yay, I'm glad it all worked out, you know. But it seems like there was an oven issue that I can't remember. They were just waiting on the parts. And it was a real estate agent. If it's going to happen, it's going to be on an agent's own home. And I will tell you that, you know, I used to literally cringe, say my prayers every time an agent called and said, hey, I want to put your home warranty on my own home. I'm like, yay, I sold it really well. Let's say our prayers. But it just seems like if anything was ever going to go wrong, it's typically on an agent's own home. So, that one oven thing I can only remember, I think, because it was the most recent right before I came over to Echosa. Yeah. It took forever waiting on a part. So that's the thing too. You know, the homeowner's like, I've got a retail contractor that has a part, can get the part. They would eventually let the homeowner work with the retail contractor, but only pay wholesale. So
I love to hear good stories from everybody.
Well, there is one other one I just thought of. It wasn't me personally. It was one of our other reps from many years ago where, I can't remember if it was an oven or a dishwasher, but when they placed the claim and the contractor got there, the appliance was on the driveway. They had already taken it out and removed it, so it couldn't be diagnosed.
Oh,
you know? Yeah, so what do you do?
They were like, we're done with this. We'll just put it outside and hope it disappears.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows what the story was, but... Yeah, they've already taken matters into their own hands. So that's part of the challenge when people take matters into their own hands. One of the things I love about Echosa, though, you know, I had a homeowner call me yesterday. Mondays, you know, typically the calls I get are people trying to place a claim. And I refer them to our customer service number. This particular one, though, he had had something done over the weekend. I don't remember what it was, something with this furnace. And I explained to him, I said, you know, typical industry standard home warranty company would not approve any work that was done without prior approval. Echosa, that is not our policy. If somebody has the coverage, they have work done, as long as we can get a diagnosis from the contractor, what was the cause of the failure, and it fell within the guidelines, then we will reimburse. And I love that.
Yeah.
Again, it's
Yeah.
keeping the homeowner in a good relationship with their real estate agent. Happens all the time when they get their renewal notice. We send out renewal emails 2 months prior to their expirations when the first one goes out. So many times they reply, "I forgot I had a home warranty. I had this done. Will it be covered?" I give them the customer service number. They go through that process. They're taken care of. Yeah.
That's great. Well, what if, so for our agents that are listening, what is a great contact number for you? Where can people reach you if they don't already use your services?
It's 817-933-8707 is my cell phone, and email is my first name, Marianne with one N, Marianne, at, and it's pronounced Achosa, Achosahw.com. So
Perfect.
we have a lot of fun with people that can't pronounce it, so.
I tried really hard the first time, and our agent Greg Yeeter actually
Oh, I love him.
yeah, he pronounced it for us, so I didn't look too dumb out there.
Oh yeah, I'll have to reach out to him. He's a longtime friend. He's awesome.
Yeah, I
So
love
yeah.
Greg. Known him for many, many years. So, well,
Well,
thank you so much for coming on to our show today. It was great having you. And everyone out there, if you want to be a listing of the week or if you want to be a guest on the show, like and subscribe us on Facebook, Instagram, watch our YouTube, subscribe on YouTube, and reach out to us. Let us know a great listing for next week because we do have an opening. And then have a great weekend. Make sure you go out there and sell. Tell us about it later, guys, and then we'll talk about it. Y'all have a great weekend. Bye, everyone.
thank you, Jess. You're awesome.